This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. It's been about 3 years since Edward Snowden became a household name when the National Security Agency contractor leaked 1.5 million classified documents to journalists and news organizations. Among the revelations, the NSA was monitoring American citizens via email, video, and text. A new motion picture is dramatizing Snowden's actions, including his move to Russia to avoid prosecution.
There's something going on inside the government that's really wrong, and I can't ignore it. I just want to get this data to the world.
The drama over Edward Snowden's case continues off-screen, too. Kelly, can you explain the latest wrinkle?
So, the Washington Post, which was one of the newspapers that was involved in revealing what was in those 1.5 million documents that Snowden leaked, they recently published an editorial saying that Snowden should not be pardoned. So many people think that as Obama approaches the end of his term, that he will pardon a few people the way many presidents do. And Edward Snowden is hanging out in Russia right now because he can't come back to the United States because he's been charged with espionage. And many people are campaigning for his pardon. The Washington Post editorial board is suggesting that that would be a bad idea.
Isn't that a little hypocritical that the newspaper that reported the leaked documents is now saying he should go to trial?
Well, it's hypocritical if you look at the Washington Post as a single organization. But what many people don't realize is that the editorial board operates completely separately from the rest of the newspaper. The newsroom has nothing to do with the editorial board, which is a group of people that sit in a completely different room and form opinions and push agendas on behalf of the organization.
Does that create tension between the newsroom and the editorial board that people working in the same organization are at odds?
I imagine that it does. If I was a reporter in this newsroom, I would be really angry that my editorial board published an editorial that is working against the kind of work that I'm trying to do. Marty Baron, who is arguably the most famous editor in America because he was the editor of the Boston Globe when they did the investigation into the Catholic Church, which is the foundation of the Academy Award-winning movie Spotlight, is now the editor of the Washington Post. And he has been very calm and cool and collected and hasn't really commented on it, but everybody is reading in the chill in his voice.
Cable news networks are the ones that a lot of people think about in terms of having agenda. For example, MSNBC leaning to the left, Fox News leaning to the right. Is there still straightforward reporting of news, whether it's leaked documents or other kind of news, going on in these newsrooms?
Sure, absolutely. Even at Fox and MSNBC, you can find reporters who play it straight. And in newsrooms that play it straight all the time, occasionally, maybe your local newspaper somewhere, you will find a cause that they report with an agenda. I think an example of that here locally was when the Pinellas County commissioners took fluoride out of the water. The newspaper reported that with an agenda to get the fluoride back in the water because it was based on science and they thought that it was a bad decision by the county commissioners.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, thanks for making sense of another part of the media today.
You're welcome.